variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the wife, the mother, the dancer, the, of course, radio show host, the novelist, the author, the educator, so many things, a Renaissance woman. If you go to melissaiteljuran.com, you can see two different documentaries on her, and she's wonderful in both. And Frank McKay here, urging everyone to go to iHeartRadio.com and about 10 or 15 other places and binge listen to everything that we've been doing. It's all there, hundreds of shows. Melissa Itell Duran, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing well. How is the president doing after one of his former employees, as President Trump called him, a disgruntled employee, did some testimony yesterday? What was that all about?
Oh, well, you know, there have been a whole range of hearings, starting with Dr. Fauci's on earlier this week, actually. And, of course, he was not in the chambers for the hearing. He was he zoomed in from his, I don't know if that was his home office, and then he was joined by the CDC chair, and finally his the other cohort. I forget the other doctor's name, and then we had a we were welcomed to a hearing with a former director whom Trump. President calls a disgruntled employee, who said that the U.S. was beyond unprepared. It was pitifully inexplicably failing to grab this crisis, you know, by the bullhorns, and he saw it for himself because he was a whistleblower and nobody listened to him.
Yeah, right. And well, look, if you think about it. You're going to get this in every administration. He has a lot of these guys, and he goes after the guys and gals, but he goes after them pretty strong. And by saying disgruntled employee, you know, it's a pretty good thing to say. Like if I was advising him politically, I would say the same thing. Just say he's a disgruntled employee. What do you think? And then at that point, everything he says is going to be looked at differently, at least from some people, the president's supporters. What do you think about the people in the administration that are coming down with COVID-19? I would be shocked if Vice President Pence isn't a high risk for it, knowing all the people that were close to him that have it. And again, he's not a mask guy. He says, oh, it's just not me putting on a mask. And I think he sets a very bad example. And I like him. I mean, I think he's sincere. Mm-hmm. I think he's a sincere guy. But have we seen him in the last couple of days?
Have we seen him?
I don't think we have.
Not yesterday, maybe.
Yes.
No, he's not there all the time, no.
No, and Dr. Fauci, we've been seeing, but is he self-quarantining now as well?
Supposedly, he was. He says, now he didn't say he's infected. He said he may have rushed by or been in the same room as a staffer who came down with it.
I mean, what would that mean for us if that happened to him? I would basically think that it's just hey, anybody can get it. You know, no one's above this thing. And again, MelissaIteljuran.com is where everyone should go watch the documentaries on this lovely lady. But think about it. I mean, they're probably looking at it like, you know, we don't want everyone thinking that you got it and whatever. But I don't know. Is there shame in getting it? I guess maybe because he's advising everybody how not to get it. And they're going to turn around and say, hey, Dr. Fauci, you got it. What are you telling us? You know, I don't have it. And Dr. Fauci's got it. Is that what's going on here?
I think it's about keeping one's reputation intact and saving face. It seems that way because it is kind of embarrassing. I mean, over the weekend, we heard that President Trump's valet caught the coronavirus, and the president said he had nothing to do with him. He didn't see him. And then you had Trump's staffer, who happens to be the wife of Stephen Miller, also testing positive.
Wow.
I don't know if she showed symptoms, but she definitely had it. And of course, Trump and Pence saying, no, we get tested every single day. Remember, Pence didn't go into the Mayo Clinic with a mask. Everybody was wearing a mask.
Yep.
He toured the Mayo Clinic. He had no mask on. And his wife, Karen Pence, came on and said, oh, well, they didn't tell him to wear a mask, so he didn't have to. And then he added, well, I always test. I'm tested every single day. But you see, this is a very bad photo op, because, of course, the non-Trump supporters are going to say, well, I hope he gets it. I hope he and the president get it.
I heard it.
I hope Stephen Miller gets it. I hope Mnuchin gets it. I hope they all get it and die.
I'm not going to give up who said this to me, but an anti-Trumper, a never-Trumper, said to me, I hope that he succumbs, and I hope Pence succumbs. And I was like, you know, that's horrible. It's like, I don't wish anybody to be dead. But somebody actually said that to me. I hope the president gets it and dies. I mean, that is
God.
Terrible. You know, what a terrible thought, you know. And, there are people that are cheering that on. And they're hoping that it comes down to that. Maybe because, if this turns around and it becomes more normal and seems like it's under control and the economy is in one piece, I don't know, maybe he's going to win his next 4 years there. Biden's just sitting back and doing nothing. If you're Biden, maybe you say nothing, right? Maybe just every once in a while say, hey, I'm still here. And again, we don't know what kind of shape he's in mentally.
Exactly. And I think they have to keep him having a low profile. They have to make sure that he's not doing something that is too obtruse, because his handlers, his campaign doesn't want to get out that, you know, he really is senile.
Yeah.
and he needs somebody to direct him to the door, because he doesn't know where he is.
Well, let me tell you, you know who will get it out there are the Cuomo supporters. Anybody that wants Cuomo to be president will push like anything for Joe Biden to be outed. If Joe Biden is senile, right? The Cuomo people want him out of there. He doesn't have this locked up. He's not locked up yet with the votes that would make him automatic at the convention. You know, they could have a brokered convention, and you spoke about this in a while. For a while ago, you might still end up being right. Biden is not the nominee yet. No, I don't.
Presumptive nominee.
Yeah, presumptive nominee right now. But it's not a done deal until it's a done deal.
Well, the thing is, I know that what one says and what one does are two different things. Governor Cuomo did say repeatedly that he's not interested in the job of the president, and he's not going to accept it. And of course, you know, who knows? Things change. If the tide changes and there is a dump Biden movement, who knows what Governor Cuomo would say then? But I don't know. It seems all the big names, all the people we would expect from the Democratic Party are all backing Biden. And they're not. Nobody has pulled away yet.
Yeah. Well, if he comes out one day, or if a tape comes out of him sitting in a corner, sweating, making motorboat sounds by rubbing his finger across his lips, I'll tell you what, they're going to move him out of there, because they're not going to take a chance that Trump gets a hold of him in a debate. If I'm Biden, I don't even debate Trump, right? I mean, it's like Trump's just going to be brutal. Going to be brutal on Biden.
How can he expect to? Yeah, I don't know. Unless he has a little earpiece. He's wearing an earpiece and they're feeding information to him. No, say that. No, look that way. Look tough.
Yeah, well, I mean, what does that look like at this point? I mean, everyone, he's the presumptive nominee. You know, Joe Biden is the presumptive nominee. He's going to be there, and it's going to come down to you know, as Newt Gingrich told me, and you know, I got to back him up on it. It's going to come down to the economy and coronavirus, the two things. If it's handled, if both of those things look like they're handled, then Trump gets elected easily. If they're not handled, he's in the fight of his life, and Biden will be the guy who's delivering that blow. But you know, look, we'll see. But is there any way in your mind that Biden doesn't accept the nomination or doesn't get it offered the nomination at the Democratic convention?
He gets very sick, they say. He dies.
Again, nobody's wishing anybody dead. Nobody dead, but Joe can't be here tonight. He's not doing well, and he's gonna wish he's gonna get behind whoever we nominate tonight. And we'll get a statement from him later. It's on tape. He's not coming in person. And they'll have like some 2-second hostage-like video of Joe Biden backing whoever they go with or whatever. I'm not saying it's going to happen, right? I assume it's going to be Biden or, you know, it's something. But I tell you, there's a lot of people. Cuomo's getting a lot of attention. He's getting a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not Biden, it's going to be Cuomo. It's not going to be Bernie, that's for sure.
Oh, no. What kind of convention are they going to have anyway? It's going to be a virtual convention without all the fanfare and the people and, you know, and the TV coverage. And so far it seems that the governor is so entrenched in his day-to-day activities. Every day he's got the hearing, and people all over the country and even all over the world are tuning in for some reason. And there are other governors that are giving these daily briefings, such as Governor Murphy. He's competing with Governor Cuomo. I mean, he's trying. You know,
he's doing a very poor job of it, you know, to be honest with you. You know, Cuomo is getting the attention. Murphy is kind of like, oh, yeah, that guy too, you know. Phil Murphy is not getting any attention whatsoever. I mean, really, when it comes down to it.
Even though he's trying to sound tough and say, don't be a knucklehead.
Yeah.
You know, this is no Jersey. I'll go and get you myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, just because you use the word knucklehead, it doesn't make you tough, Governor Murphy. He's a soprano. He's thinking, hey, I'm from Jersey. Hey, those guys are from Jersey. I'm like those guys, you know, knucklehead.
Right.
If I use a couple words like that, you know, my guma will come out and gabagool.
Right.
And, he's going to start throwing things like that out. That Irish surname aside... Mm-hmm. He's gonna bring his best soprano's accent out soon, and maybe he'll get some attention.
Absolutely, he's not going anywhere politically anyway.
No, re-election is what he wants. Re-election,
right.
But yeah, Cuomo is getting this attention. I mean, what are we expecting from Cuomo? I mean, he's obviously lined up to get any spot he wants. In the administration, except vice president, because Biden has already said, he's going to pick a woman. And, boy, it would be devastating for him to pull out and not say that. I don't know. I mean, can he say, we're picking Andrew Cuomo and we're, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting, and we're a long way away. In politics, we say, if you don't like the way things are going, just wait. In 10 minutes, everything could be completely different. And again, look, 2 months ago, Melissa, we were talking and we were like, yeah, is this thing real? Is this thing a flu? Is this thing, you know, 4 months ago, we were saying Biden's dead. Biden's finished. It's going to be Bernie.
Right, right.
It's going to be, you know, 5 months ago, we were like, you know, I mean, things change constantly and things are still changing. And when you're in the middle of just think of what we're saying. We're in the middle of a pandemic. And a presidential year. I mean, when you're running a race in the middle of a pandemic, what the hell do you do? It's just all bets are off. Everything is just crazy. Any predictions? Look, we got a couple of minutes left. Any predictions other than Biden runs against Trump and who knows who wins? Any predictions that you would make right now that could happen? I'm not saying, you're not saying they would happen. You're not putting any money on it. You're not betting your house on it. But anything that could happen that would be bizarre between now and November?
Well, I think being that we're so obsessed with this coronavirus deal, I'm calling it a deal because we're dealt different cards in different states. I think unless, you know, we didn't mention the Tara Reid allegations.
Right.
Unless somebody else comes out of the woodwork and says, I was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden here and there in 19-whatever, or we find out that his health is so bad, somebody leaked his health report, that it would be unconscionable to let him continue. I think he's going to go ahead. I don't know when this convention is. I think they postponed it already. It was supposed to be for, what, July? Now it's August, and it's a virtual convention, which I think is going to be kind of boring to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's usually boring anyway, but I mean, it's going to be
I know, but
boring.
Then, yeah, but then you get, you know, when you watch the networks, they at least they you know, they show you around the host city, and you see, you know, you see all the delegates jumping around with their placards and everything, and so it has some little bit, and you hear the pomp and circumstance, but we're not, I don't think you're going to have it unless you have, what, one delegate from each state one room?
Yeah. 20 applauding. Feet away from each other. Yeah, they might do something like that. You know, they might try something like that in masks, you know, people holding up Biden signs. I don't know.
God.
I mean, they've got to watch, because they're going to give an image that's going to last forever, and that's going to certainly last through November, and they don't want to screw that up. So they're studying it now. They're debating it all now. Melissa, all I can say is stay safe. Thank you very much for being here, continuously giving us a voice
thank
of
you.
Reason, and stay safe more than everything,
you
and your family. Yeah.
You too.
And
your family and everyone out there, everyone's family, you're all important to us.
Well, no question about it. And again, binge listen to everything that we've been doing here. I could say that guilt-free. You should be inside listening and watching things and reading and stay away from others. You know, I hate to say keep away from everyone. You know, who would think that the one thing I learned in kindergarten that would save my life is don't get cooties. And you know, all of a sudden, that's kind of like
funny.
Where we are now. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Melissa, stay safe, and everyone
you
out
too,
there,
Frank.
Thank you very much, and continue to stay safe. We'll see you all next time on the Melissa Itell Jurin Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Jurin and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.